When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Back Row Fantasy Show with your hosts Jeremy Barker and Aaron Arms.
Welcome back to the Back Row Fantasy Show, folks. It is Bark coming back at you again. We're going to do something a little different today. Who out there believes that we're living in a simulation? The Matrix, so to speak. Who out there believes it? Does anyone believe it? I don't know if you believe it. I don't know if I believe it. But I wanted to go through this year's rookie draft and try to identify a few things. One, were there any positional players, which we know the answer is going to be yes, but were there any positional players that were selected with the same pick last year compared to this year? And where were they picked last year? And how does it translate to success? Are we in a simulation? I'm not going to try to explain it any further than that. Let's just go. Now, honestly, to talk about the first two picks is a little silly. Quarterbacks, if there's good ones in the draft, you know they're probably going number one overall. Maybe one and two. 2023, we had Bryce Young and we had CJ Stroud. 2024, we had Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. So if we go by this simulation theory, then Caleb Williams, not going to be that great this year. Jaden Daniels, probably going to be great. CJ Stroud went second. Jaden went second. That's how the simulation works. That's how it all works. Basic examples. Let's talk about where these guys landed fantasy relevant: quarterback, wide receiver, running back, tight end. And there was nothing after picks one and two offense wise in the 2023 and 2024 draft until we get to pick number 23. Last year, Jordan Addison went pick 23 to the Vikings. The simulation decided that Brian Thomas was going to go pick 23 as well to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And last year, Jordan Addison had 70 receptions for 9-11 and 10. So does that mean success for Brian Thomas since the simulation chose him to be this year's Jordan Addison? Honestly, it's a pretty good bet. Brian Thomas, Let's compare apples to oranges. So Jordan Addison walked into the Vikings last year basically with a clear path to the wide receiver two spot there. You had Justin Jefferson, KJ Osborne, some other guys. Can't even remember him at this point, to be honest. But I liked KJ Osborne last year. But Jordan Addison walked into that receiver room with a golden opportunity to take that number two spot and be the wide receiver too behind Justin Jefferson. Brian Thomas has the same golden opportunity. You've got Christian Kirk there and not a lot else. So for Brian Thomas walking in, he's got a clear path to the number two wide receiver role, if not the wide receiver one role. So we will know if this is a simulation, if Brian Thomas has 70 receptions for 9-11 and 10 and was also picked at pick 23. Also similar situations. The wide receivers themselves, they're a little different. Jordan Addison, very refined route runner. Brian Thomas, not quite as much, but there's still similarities there. And I still would be super excited to grab Brian Thomas in rookie drafts, just like I would have been excited last year to get Jordan Addison in rookie drafts. Then we don't have another pick that's the same until we get to pick 88. Keep in mind, that means no positional player was selected with the same pick that's fantasy relevant. We had no running backs or wide receivers or quarterbacks or tight ends selected in the same spot the last 2 years until we get to pick 88. Pick 88, the simulation says Tank Bigsby was drafted last year and rushed for a whopping 132 yards on 50 carries. He did chip in a couple touchdowns, but his simulation buddy is Marshawn Lloyd. Green Bay Packers also picked with the 88th overall pick in the draft. Similar situations yet again. You got established Travis Etienne in Jacksonville. You've got established Brandon Jacobs in Green Bay. Both of these guys have a clear path to take the number two job. But does that mean Marshawn Lloyd is not going to get a lot of run? Honestly, the simulation's playing out pretty well here because Marshawn Lloyd, if I'm the Packers, probably not getting a lot of run. I imagine Brandon Jacobs would be the bell cow, and Marshawn Lloyd could very well end up with 50 carries for 132 yards and two touchdowns. It's great. The simulation is great. It doesn't really apply to anyone except for these folks picked at the same spot, but it's still fun to look at and revisit after the year's over and see how the simulation did. We've got a closer turnaround here this time. Only about 12 picks later at pick 100, we had Luke McCaffrey selected to the Washington Commanders. Last year, we had Trey Tucker selected to the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, Trey Tucker looked pretty good at the end of the year, but it did take him a while to earn his place on that roster as far as the depth chart goes. He had 19 receptions for 331 yards and two touchdowns. I'm not going to lie here. Luke McCaffrey, I have the same kind of feelings about this guy. Not player for player. Trey Tucker's a burner. Luke McCaffrey's not a burner. But it wouldn't surprise me if Luke McCaffrey caught 19 balls for 331 and two. Again, similar situations. Luke McCaffrey walks into a wide receiver room with Terry McLaurin, Jahan Dotson. Trey Tucker walked into a receiver room with, Jacoby Myers. And how in the world do I let Green Bay/Las Vegas's number one receiver slip my mind? That's wild. I know his name. It's just completely escaped me. What is that guy's name? I'm not looking very good as your fantasy football analyst kind of guy here. Let's look it up. I'm really drawing a blank. Davante Adams. Jeez, dude, how's that happen? It's just been one of those days when you just want to break stuff. Everybody sucks. All right. So again, kind of the same situation. I don't expect Luke McCaffrey to just walk in, be a star. Actually, Luke McCaffrey, I wouldn't say he was off my draft board, but he was not a priority in any rookie drafts for me. Could it be a mistake? Yeah, maybe. But in my experience, we don't just see family members enter the league and be great. I mean, TJ Watt, with JJ Watt, like, you know, you have instances, you have moments. Marvin Harrison and Junior, Marvin's probably going to be good. I don't have that kind of faith in Luke McCaffrey, honestly. Now, he is raw, and it, by all intents and purposes, it does look like he catches on quick and can make his mark at any position, but I don't know how good he's going to be. So again, let's see if he gets 19 receptions for 331 yards and two touchdowns. If he does, again, we're going to have to get on the phone with Keanu Reeves because the simulation is working. The next one, this is probably the widest gap. So far, I think it's pretty cool that we got Addison and Brian Thomas, Tank Bigsby, Marshawn Lloyd. Lloyd's probably a better running back than Bigsby, but Bigsby looked good in camp, and Bigsby was a big name on people's draft boards last year. He just didn't do much with the opportunity. But a single pick later after the Trey Tucker, Luke McCaffrey scenario, we had Cameron, I may not even be saying this right, but Cameron Latu, San Francisco 49ers, picked him at pick 101. He had no stats. He did not crack the field. He did not make a mark. And at pick 101 this year, we have Jatavion Sanders, which no way is this guy going to have zero stats. We're talking about a Panthers team devoid of talent. But who knows? Maybe for some reason, Jatavion Sanders does absolutely nothing with the Carolina Panthers in year one. I don't think this Cameron Latu guy, it doesn't look like he's ever going to do much. And the Niners drafted two tight ends that year anyways. So I don't know. This is the wonkiest one. This one is the simulator buster. This is the one that's going to break it all down, make this whole thing look silly as if it didn't already. But I expect Jatavion Sanders to actually probably catch 30 balls, you know, maybe 350 and three or four touchdowns. Probably the floor for Jatavion Sanders, I think. Let's move on down. Moving on down. Pick 185 was the next spot that we had two fantasy football relevant positional players selected. Pick 185, we had Parker Washington, who's a Jacksonville Jaguar, who also walked into a situation where he got some playing time towards the end of the line. He shares 185 with Johnny Wilson of the Eagles. So Parker Washington, 16 balls, 132 yards, two touchdowns. Honestly, seems like a pretty good bet for Johnny Wilson, if I had to say so myself. They've got receivers, got A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, Johnny Wilson. It's going to be hard for him to crack this lineup and get some play, but I could totally see a couple, you know, three or four games where he catches three balls, you know, four here, whatever. Or maybe he just has one here and there and two here and there and ends up with 16, 132, and two. I kind of doubt the two touchdowns for some reason, but maybe. You just never know. Injury could make things happen. But right now, the simulation is looking good again at 185 with Parker Washington and Johnny Wilson. Only two picks later, we had at 187, Keyshawn Boutte. I assume that's right. Who caught two balls for 19 yards and zero touchdowns. Also at pick 187, Casey Washington went to the Falcons. I didn't even know who Casey Washington was. Never heard of him. Algorithm, simulation. Don't know why I called it algorithm. Seems to be working yet again. I think Casey Washington will match Keyshawn Boutte's numbers if he makes the team. If he gets on the field, two catches, 19 yards. Don't draft him. The simulation's telling you. Don't do it. Just a few picks later, yet again, at pick 191. Now, here's where the simulation wants you to stand up and take notice and recognize and just respect its authority. The simulation is real. Pick 191, the biggest proof yet that we are living in a simulation. Trey Palmer drafted 191 to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Keep in mind, Trey Palmer, also at 191 in this year's draft, Tajon Palmer. We got two Palmers, two wide receivers, picked at 191. Trey Palmer, Tajon Palmer. Holy shit. Is this not a simulation? Are you believing me now? Do you now see that this is clearly, we're just digital artifacts living this life? We just think we bleed. We don't actually bleed. It just looks like we bleed when we get hit by stuff. It's like the movie Pixels. Pac-Man's going to bite my fucking arm off. That's how much I believe right now that we're in a simulation. Trey Palmer, Tajon Palmer. My notes just say, whoa. 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 We are living in a simulation. Trey Palmer had 39 receptions, 385 yards, and three touchdowns. That's going to be pretty hard to replicate for Tajon Palmer of the Cardinals, considering that we had Marvin Harrison Jr. go there. Michael Wilson is still one of my favorite guys to draft, period. Nobody's really thinking about him in drafts. Marvin Harrison could be the wide receiver one all he wants. That still means there's room for Michael Wilson to take another step forward in 2024. He was pretty good when he was on the field last year. Now, again, you've got Trey McBride there, so Michael Wilson possibly third in the pecking order in targets. But listen, you know, JSN, Jackson Smith and Jigba, everyone thought he was going to walk into the league and just tear it up, even though he walked in behind DK and Tyler Lockett. Didn't really happen, but he still made his mark. So I don't think it's unreasonable for Michael Wilson and Marvin Harrison Jr. to put up similar production. I don't think it's unreasonable. And Trey McBride, probably going to take another step forward, but he's a tight end. But those balls got to go somewhere. James Conner's not catching all those balls. So maybe Tajon Palmer, maybe, sniffs the field and gets some of the production that Trey Palmer got with the Buccaneers last year. But I highly doubt it. But it doesn't matter. The simulation has spoken. Two Palmers, two guys with the initials TJ, drafted at 191, both wide receivers. Simulation is winning. There's moments where it's questionable. But so far, the simulation is winning. Pick 253. This is the last.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pick that the simulation decided that it would throw out a little bit of a smoke signal to us. I mean, think about it. If all the picks were the same, we would know it's a simulation. The simulation wants to keep us guessing. So it only gave us a handful of picks where the same position got drafted. That's fantasy relevant. 253 is the last one. Ronnie Bell, San Francisco 49ers, and Cornelius. What a great first fucking name. Cornelius Johnson of the Chargers, which the Chargers, they drafted wide receivers. They got Ladd McConkey. They got Brendan Rice. Now Cornelius Johnson. I'm a big Josh Palmer fan. They had Quentin Johnson from last year. Cornelius Johnson, pretty safe bet to match Ronnie Bell's production. Six receptions for 68 yards and no touchdowns. Perfectly reasonable for Cornelius Johnson to do again if he makes the team. Now that we've done the tit for tat pick for pick simulation, let's take a look at the values, the best values in each round in 2023, and try to find its counterpart in 2024. Maybe this is what convinces you to take the plunge on one of these guys later in drafts or earlier in drafts, whatever. So we had Jordan Addison at pick 23, right? Brian Thomas, yet again, both of those probably the best values in round one. I mean, we had plenty of wide receivers drafted, plenty of quarterbacks drafted, but I think the best value for production versus how late they went, I think Jordan Addison was that best value last year in round one, and I think Brian Thomas very well may be that best value in round one from this year. And lo and behold, they were both picked at pick 23. That's the only time that happens here. But we're going to keep it close. We're going to try to keep it as close as we can. And by close, I'll explain now. Round two in 2023, the best value pick in round two last year for fantasy purposes, round two of the real draft, was Rashee Rice, who was selected 55th overall. This was a close one, too, between Rashee Rice and Tank Dell, I believe, or someone else. I can't remember. But Rashee Rice ultimately had the better numbers, picked at 55. Adonai Mitchell was picked at spot 52. He's got a clear path to walk right into Indianapolis and take the wide receiver two role beside Michael Pittman. Adonai Mitchell, I think, is a not terrible bet to put up similar numbers to Rashee Rice from last year. Again, the algorithm has spoken. these could be the best value picks from round two, hands down, bar none, period. Now, round three, over the last two seasons, last year, in my opinion, the best value pick in round three was Devon Achane at pick 84. Now, before you go making an argument for anyone else, Devon Achane, routinely a first-round pick in startups this year. So to get him in round three at pick 84, I think is a tremendous value. On the flip side, a year later, we had two guys picked on each side of where Achane went at 84. Those guys are Blake Corum, pick 83, who also has a clear path to be the number two guy, and Marshawn Lloyd, pick 88, also the clear path to number two. Now, neither one of these guys have Devon Achane's speed, but Marshawn Lloyd is more of a total package kind of guy, so he could be Devon Achane-like if Brandon Jacobs gets hurt or if Brandon Jacobs seeds carries. I don't know how Green Bay is going to divvy it up. I know how the Raiders divvied it up, but we don't know yet how Green Bay will do it. Green Bay has toyed around with Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon for years. Both those guys, well, no, one of those guys are gone. I think A.J. Dillon's still there. I expect him to get cut, to be honest. But Blake Corum, Marshawn Lloyd. If I had to pick one, I'm going Marshawn Lloyd. I don't believe in Blake Corum's overall chances to take over, you know, for Kyren Williams. I think Kyren Williams is better than people are giving him credit for. Marshawn Lloyd is that guy. So if I'm banking on a round three value like Devon Achane, probably going to be Lloyd. Moving on to round four. This was a tough one. Not a lot of value in round four. This is also a thing to kind of like keep you grounded a little bit. Round four didn't produce a lot of value for fantasy. And this is why I don't really hold on to my picks. If I can get a starter on my fantasy team for a draft pick, chances are I'm going to do that. The best value in round four, believe it or not, was Aiden O'Connell, which was the last pick in round four. That was the most productive guy for fantasy drafted in round four last year. So to flip it over to the last pick, I'm not going to go quarterback for quarterback here, but because there were no quarterbacks taken in round four, I don't believe. So I had to go with the last pick of round four this year compared to the last pick of round four last year. And this year it was Jacob Cowing, wide receiver, San Francisco. If San Francisco moves on from one of their wide receivers, one of their big two, Jacob Cowing could crack the lineup. He could be a tremendous value from fourth round draft capital perspective. I didn't love this comp. I didn't love having to write this down, but it is what it is. Aiden O'Connell, most productive. Jacob Cowing, will he be the most productive from round four? Kind of doubt it, but we'll let simulation speak to us. We'll let the simulation do the talking. We'll revisit this at the end of the year. Round five. Round five is going to be tough. We had one of the best value picks ever in NFL draft history, because with the last pick in round five, we had Puka Nacua at 177. Puka Nacua, 6'2", 205, 31-inch arms, 9.5-inch hands. Why am I saying that? Because the direct comp would be Bub. Yes, his name is Bub. Bub Means, wide receiver, New Orleans Saints. Picked at 170. And he's 6'1", 212. 33-inch arms, 10-inch hands. So, size comparison, him and Puka, similar. Production in college, not that similar. But I believe it was Mel Kiper Jr. who is a big fan of Bub Means. So, will Bub Means be that super value in round five like Puka Nacua was last year? Yeah, the simulation's going to fail here. Bub Means is not going to walk in and put up numbers like Puka Nacua. Just not going to happen. I love A.T. Perry. Chris Olave is there. Rashid Shaheed or whatever his name is. I can't remember. There's been too many wide receivers with similar names in New Orleans the past handful of years. I get them mixed up. But Bub Means, Maybe that's your round five value pick. Maybe that's this year's Puka Nacua. Doubt it. But the algorithm and the simulation, they are what they are. Round six. Round six last year, the best value for fantasy purposes drafted in round six was DeMario Douglas. And we've got a nice little comp here. DeMario Douglas caught 49 balls for 561 yards. No touchdowns. DeMario, why did you do that to us? No touchdowns. But DeMario Douglas is 5'8", 192. Algorithm's going to talk to us here. Also selected in round six, but this year as opposed to last year, Malik Washington going to the Miami Dolphins. Guess what his measurables are? At least, you know, the two main ones. 5'8", 192. This guy is a DeMario Douglas clone. Or the other way around. Malik Washington, a little more productive at Virginia than DeMario Douglas was at Liberty. But we've got two guys picked in the sixth round. Same height, same weight. DeMario Douglas did more than anyone expected him to. Malik Washington should do more than most expect him to. Wide open chance behind Waddle and Tyreek Hill in Miami. I like Malik Washington's chances of giving the algorithm and the simulation. I keep saying algorithm, but I like his chances of giving the simulation a win. Now, I hate to disappoint everyone, but round seven shit on us. It gave us absolutely nothing. The only thing I could do here for comp, you know, last year, seriously, round seven last year, again, keep this in mind. All those Dwayne McBride drafters like I was last year who thought, ooh, I love Dwayne McBride, small school stud, going to tear it up for the Vikings. He was a practice squad player all year. He was a round seven pick last year. No one in round seven last year did shit. No one. So we had to go back to 2022 and go with Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy set the league on fire. Isaiah Pacheco was there too. But for the same reasons, like there were no running backs drafted this year in round seven. So I had to go quarterback since Brock Purdy was the 2022 Mr. Irrelevant guy. Michael Pratt, Green Bay Packers. If he can win the backup job, and for any reason, if Jordan Love doesn't play some, maybe Michael Pratt is this year's Brock Purdy. If the Packers go to the Super Bowl on the back of Michael Pratt, then the algorithm 100% showed itself, and we've discovered that we are in a simulation. I said algorithm again. I did it again. God damn it, Brittany. Why do I do it? I study. I write notes. And then I still say the wrong words. I couldn't even remember the guy from the Saints. I want to call him like Rashan Salam or Rashid, the guy from NBA basketball from years ago. The commentator. What was his name? Rashid Ali? That's probably wrong. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. That's why I'm doing a simulation podcast. It's not like I'm a professional. Is there really a such thing as a professional fantasy football guy? I think the closest anyone comes to that is like the reception dude. That's some good work. And there's some good work done by a lot out there. But most of us are just hacks. Honest to God. Just fans projecting. Mostly by situation. Some by talent. But we, you know, who called Puka Nacua last year? Somebody's going to say, I did. Who called Puka Nacua doing what he did last year? I'm calling it now. Bub Means not going to produce like Puka. Any of all these on the value list here, besides the obvious, Addison and Brian Thomas, I think Rashee Rice, Adonai Mitchell, pretty close match. That's pretty much it. DeMario Douglas, Malik Washington, pretty close match. Round six, I like it a lot. But that's where it's at. Now eyes are going to be on these numbers. I'm going to keep this sheet. We're going to revisit this at the end of the year. And again, if most of these pan out and repeat themselves, most of us are going to have to start slow dodging bullets and figure out how we take the simulation down. We're already in the age of AI. Shit's going to go down. We know shit's not what it should be. We're all conspiracy theorists, right? We know that RFK Jr. is coming back. JFK Jr., not RFK. That guy got a worm eating his brain or something. I don't know. I saw that earlier today. Weird stuff. But we will know that all is not right when these things happen. When Tajon Palmer catches 39 balls for 385 and three. We know we're being controlled, just like a video game. We're just a bunch of roadblocks, people. All right. That's all I got for today. I wanted to switch it up. Do something a little fun with the algorithm. I did that one on purpose. I actually did that. You know, I'm going to go full Gronk, Tom Brady roast here. Me know no algorithm exists. Me no simulation real. Thanks for listening to whatever the fuck this was. The shit show, that's what it was. This was the equivalent of Gronk stand-up comedy at Tom Brady's roast. That's what just happened here. Absolute same damn thing. Back Row Fantasy Show. I'll see you guys on the next one. Did you like this? Do you like that? Would you like me to do more things that are just super fucking weird with fantasy football? Just let's get away from the same old boring talk. Let's do algorithms. Let's do simulations. Let's do conspiracy theories. Is Tank Bigsby actually a tank? Is he? Is Trey Palmer actually an ashtray? Is Ronnie Bell actually, can he be rung? Can Ronnie Bell be rung? Can Rashee Rice be served with General Tso's chicken? These questions are all at the top of our minds. We all want to know. Is Bub Means really a real name? Or did his sister name him that? Bub Mean. Probably not his real name at all. His sister just said he was mean. She called him Bub. And he's mean. Bub Means. Fucking shit, I gotta get off here. All right, I see you guys on the next episode. Go to Twitter at The Back Row Show. Give me those ideas. I'll talk about anything you want football related. I'll do it all. Peace out.
This concludes another episode of The Back Row Fantasy Show. Thanks for listening, and be sure to give us a review.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.